Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you lit up by your life or just tolerating a bunch of crap? Are you the type of guy who lets the little things slip by? And how does sleepwalking through your day impact your life and everyone as a whole? This week, AMP founders Decker Kunoff and Brian Baer are here to talk about how this crazy time is the time to get your shit straight. Welcome to The New Man. Today I've got Decker Kunoff and Brian Baer. They're both the founders of the Authentic Man program out of San Francisco. They've both been guests on The New Man before. Welcome back, guys. So tell me what's going on. You got a big secret here. You got something like, hey, we want to come be on the show and you wouldn't tell me about it. It's like, all right, well, what is it?
We just thought we'd tease you.
You could just call me if you wanted to talk.
We like to be a public flagellation. We're excited about AMP 2.0.
It comes down to we're realizing that a lot of the stuff we've been up to has been really about how does this relate to your success with women? A lot of focus on success with women, but there's so many dimensions to living as an authentic man in the world besides just your relationships with women. And it's become increasingly frustrating for me to just focus on that. So as Decker and I have been putting our heads together, it's like, yeah, let's create something. Let's change the direction so that we're actually supporting men in living an inspired life, which I found is at least as important for guys to be successful with women. It's focusing on an inspiring life as it is just looking at what creates them having what they want with women. That just by putting attention on, am I actually enjoying my life? Am I lit up by and consciously choosing my life? That is what makes a difference in large part in actually having what we want with women.
And is it less about kind of using success with women as a yardstick? How am I doing? Well, I'll go see how I'm doing with women. Is it less about having women be the yardstick for your success?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the yardstick, but it's less attention on that. It's like, look, I'm going to focus on celebrating my life independently of how things are going with women. And by just changing that focus, what we find is that women end up being that icing on the cake of a life that we're already in love with.
A lot of guys come out of AMP work, any work where they're having better relationships, and they're consistently like, man, this is not just having me get laid more. This is showing up all over my life. Yeah. And lately we've been hearing kind of the reverse too, where they want to make sure that they have their attention on every aspect of their life such that their relationships with women are healthy.
Well, that's been my experience with you guys too, is that my experience with you guys has been all across the board in every area of my life.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, yeah, and I think with everything going on with the economy, just everything going on in the world right now is putting a fire under our ass to be more explicit about what we actually do with men, how we actually support people.
Say more about that. What does the economy have to do with this? Like, I don't know. I got a little confused there.
Well, for me, I was like looking at like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, we lost 60% of the world's wealth in the last, I don't know, 8 months. And like, my dad just came out of retirement. He retired for 2 years and he's coming out to take a part-time job at the Census Bureau. Like, what is going on? What is the source of like the fact that things are collapsing around us? And as I look at it, it occurs to me like it's these tiny little, what I call these micro breaks in integrity, where it's like we just let things slip, or we go along with the flow, or we allow things to happen that aren't totally in alignment with what we're committed to. We have that little nagging feeling that there's something going on that we probably should pay more attention to, but we lose relationship with the choices that we make. So it's like, it just brings to the forefront the importance of integrity. Those little choices that we make day to day, both in our lives and in the lives, you know, just collectively, I believe are at the source of why things are collapsing right now. It's like these little choices that, when they're taken apart, it's not that big a deal, but taken together, they create a cumulative effect that are creating breakdowns on a massive scale.
And one thing that I'm struck by is that that whole awareness means going just beyond me and into we, that there's something totally bigger than just me. There's just, and it's beyond my money or my girl or my fun that I have on Saturday night. And like, well, what's the impact on others?
It's relationship with impact on other people, with where your food came from. You know, I've never met the farmer who grew that food for me. I didn't grow it. I haven't even seen him. I haven't shook his hand and made a deal. Hey, I'm going to support you, and so you can support your family, and you grow food. And there's no relationship to any of this. The fabric of everything we're building, everything we survive off of, is total autopilot, completely taken for granted, no choice and no integrity in it.
And you think that's why it's easier for people to have less integrity, because we don't have to look somebody in the eye, the guy that we're screwing over?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if we're screwing them over, that's going to be harder, and maybe that's part of where it starts. I think it's just efficient at first. It feels, it takes less thought to just go through the motions, and, oh, well, that's just how it's done. But when you get five or six layers out, and that's just how it's done, you're due for a collapse.
It's this recognition that our actions have a far-reaching impact beyond our own experience. How does AMP 2.0 help out? Help me connect that to what you guys are talking about here then.
First, supporting people and seeing all the places in your life where you're just going through the motions. And if you don't think you're going through the motions anywhere in your life, you're almost definitely going to be hopefully pleasantly shocked at how many places you're in autopilot. But anything, when it's taken for granted, comes sleepwalking. So help people see that in their own lives, and then support them and put a fire under everybody's ass and build teamwork and brotherhood where we're all challenging each other in a way that's fun but motivated to start cleaning up all those areas, re-choosing.
Well, how do you know when you're sleepwalking? I mean, what's the process there to test, well, am I sleepwalking? I mean, I'm doing pretty good work in the world. I'm taking care of my kids. I kiss my wife every morning and tell her I love her. I mean, but am I sleepwalking? How do I know?
If you're noticing that things seem not nourishing to you, even something that seems really cool, you're not actually feeling like totally electrified or you know, joyful about it, those are classic indicators that you're going through the motions somewhere.
Yeah, we can kind of mind fuck ourselves. I'm sure there's a better term, but we can mind fuck ourselves into thinking that, well, this is a good idea, and there's people around me that are supporting me in this and saying I'm doing the right thing, but we really have to pay attention on the inside.
Exactly. And so the two things I see possible by we've got new programs coming out that are going to be building more community where men are working together more, where we get more access, where we get to work more directly with the guys more often. All of it is going to have people more in relationship, more explicit about, oh, this is why I do what I do. And every aspect of my life is representative of something I really care about. And then I guess that's the yang, the masculine side of it. And then the more feminine side of it is we're going to actually enjoy ourselves more. If we actually slow down in a relationship with what's already amazing in our lives right now, I think we'll have less people running around like crazy trying to consume every fucking resource on the planet.
You always kind of talk about what really has you doing this work, and it comes down to, and I'll throw it off to you, but it's really like, if I'm really happy and I'm nourished by what I'm doing in the world, I don't need to consume all this other junk. Is that, help me out there.
The best way I can save, that I can support and protect the environment, the wilderness, the things I care about most, is to foster more rewarding relationships. When we're actually enjoying the relationships in our life in particular, I see us, less likely to just be obsessively consuming more shit.
I can realize where I, even in my own life, I go on autopilot, and like, even where I'm needy or where I think I need something in order to feel good about myself, where I'm reaching outside of myself, it's a place where I'm out of relationship even with myself. And then I disconnect from other people because they're a means to an end for me to feel good about myself. And by really taking a look at a really sober look at my life and the choices that I'm making, for me, it's kind of like it just recenters me. It's like it puts me at a true north about what exactly is important to me, and it puts me back in relationship with the people in my life as people, as opposed to something for me to try to get or fill.
And so ironically, Ant 2.0 is us waking up out of our own sleepwalking again. And coming back to what really makes a difference. And it is about relating with women. Relating with women for men is a great metaphor for life. Women bring up the stuff that we never face that changes everything, every arena. So it's not like women are irrelevant, but we're just bringing it back again to what we really know makes the difference. And some of that has nothing necessarily to do with women, at least not at face value.
Is this the high end? Is this for the big kids only, or is this going to be... Who's this for? Who's this program for?
Well, this is something that I want to see as a movement. Like, I want to see this as like, I want to see us as like a whole fucking army taking this on together as brotherhood. But like, if we're all agreeing to take on a new level of being actually accountable for what our choices are and what we're committed to, that's also contagious. And it can be either a downward spiral or an upward spiral. Some of this stuff is very basic, like getting your finances together, getting your living environment straight, taking care of your body, that kind of thing. But the foundation that it creates is one where we're clearing out all the leaks, clearing out all the mental, emotional, physical, and interpersonal leaks that drain our energy, drain our creativity, and drain our resources. And the more we can really embrace that and tighten up our own lives and get our shit together in our own lives, the more we're going to be able to enjoy this down by tightening up what's going on for us. It's going to make things smoother for everyone.
When I get done with this stuff, I'm going to have energy. I was already kind of stressed out before things started going downhill. Now I'm working even harder. The seas, are more turbulent. This is about just kind of making myself more buoyant, more resilient.
Well, when we're sleepwalking, when we're not in touch with why we're really doing what we're doing, we spend all of our energy just trying to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. We're already maxed and then some, just floundering around in the water trying to stay above, have some air. And when we see what we have to clean up, that's the start, but it still really takes something to clean it up. I know half the stuff on my list, there's no way in hell I'm actually going to do it. I'm actually going to be, no matter how disciplined I am, on my own, it's not going to happen. It's consistently over the years, the only time that I've really done what it took to clean everything up again and get back on track is when I've got other guys who are accountable to me and who I'm accountable to, and we're all holding each other to the fire. So that's why I say no man left behind. Any of the new programs coming out, this first round, the price is not a barrier for anybody, guaranteed. Your level of commitment will be, but price is not the barrier. It's going to be only for guys who are willing to really do what it takes, because if anyone backs out, if anyone doesn't really follow through, it doesn't just impact him, it impacts everybody.
I'm psyched. So what's the next step? What do I got to, where do I learn more? Point me in the right direction.
Well, you can, if you're not already on our list, you should just sign up for our mailing list, AuthenticManProgram.com. We're right in the thick of this, so we're going to be rolling this out around May 4th or May 5th is when we're going to open the doors, and it's going to be super interactive. I'm really excited about it. There's this new technology that my friend Brian Burt has come up with, and it's like in this interactive web conferencing software where people can raise their hands and ask questions. I'm excited because I think it's going to allow a new level of interactivity with people and help us get a finger on the pulse of what guys are really challenged by and where they what they want to learn more about. But anyway, yeah, if you want more information about it.
Huh? We'll be in for 7 weeks together, so yeah. This first round is the one to jump on to get on that list ASAP.
So yeah. Go to AuthenticManProgram.com, sign up for the list, and then early May you guys are going to send something out and let us know more.
Well, the doors open in early May, so you want to get on before then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for coming back again. I'm psyched by this program. It still feels a little cloaked, like you guys aren't revealing everything.
We don't want to scare you away because you're in. You just don't know it yet.
It's going to kick your ass, Trip.
Again, thank you.
Yeah. We tricked you into thinking we were doing an interview, but we're actually just convincing you to get your clock cleaned with us.
Sounds good. I'm due for a clock cleaning, by the way. So
can we get Tripp's life in order? Let's put together this program.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about your life. Just worry about mine. Let's make it about me. So. All right, guys. Thanks for being on the show. Listeners out there, go to AuthenticManProgram.com, sign up on the email list, and stay tuned for what these guys have in store for us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Be sure to visit TripLanier.com and let us know what you'd like to hear on The New Man. Thanks for listening.